A reading from Psalm 77. I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me. In the day of my trouble I seek the Lord. In the night my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. When I remember God, I moan. When I meditate, my spirit faints. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I consider the days of old, the years long ago. I said, let me remember my song in the night. Let me meditate in my heart. Then my spirit made a diligent search. Will the Lord spurn forever and never again be favorable? Has his steadfast love forever ceased? Are his promises at an end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his compassion? Then I said, I will appeal to this, to the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. You with your arm redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you look at the back of your worship folder this evening, you'll see Luther's morning and evening prayers arranged with identical portions in a center column and portions for morning or evening in the left or right columns, respectively. A book I have had a similar arrangement, and I found it helpful in portraying where these two prayers overlap and where they are distinct from one another. You may want to keep it handy during the later part of the sermon. The readings this evening from Deuteronomy 6, 2 Timothy 1, and Luke 6, along with our text from Psalm 77, again show that our Lord Jesus, along with the faithful in both the Old and New Testaments, followed a pattern of prayer in the morning and in the evening. Certainly, our Lord Jesus teaches us much about the importance of prayer by not only instructing his disciples how to pray, giving them the words to use, but also being a man devoted to prayer himself. To continue all night in prayer to God as Jesus did may not be something you've ever done. For as Jesus told his disciples in Gethsemane, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Nonetheless, with some discipline of the flesh, regular prayer in the evening before going to sleep is certainly possible. The reading from Deuteronomy reminds us that prayer was something Luther said the head of the family should teach his household. If the word of the Lord, which he spoke at many times and in many ways by the prophets long ago, was to be taught diligently by his people to their children at home and as they walked, when they laid down, and when they got up, how much more, now that God has spoken to us through his Son, should we teach our children to attend to his word and respond in trusting prayer? St. Paul's example of remembering Timothy in his prayers constantly, night and day, is one we are perhaps more inclined to follow with regard to our loved ones, as the reality of the pandemic reminds us that God's promises alone are our help and our hope and our security. The words of Asaph in Psalm 77 are a wonderful reflection on how anxieties and troubles, even so severe that they cause insomnia, can be brought to the Lord in prayer, with the result that he gives peace. It's clear that Asaph was deeply troubled. He reveals this when he writes, in the day of my trouble I seek the Lord. In the night my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. When I remember God, I moan. When I meditate, my spirit faints. Lord, you hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. Then Asaph was drawn to think of the help of the Lord in ages past, and this became also his hope for years to come. After all, more than once, God's people had rebelled against him and brought down his fierce judgment upon themselves. But even then, he never spurned them forever. His steadfast love for them did not cease permanently. He didn't bring his promises to an end for all time. He hadn't forgotten to be gracious, or in anger entirely shut up his compassion. And so, knowing the Lord to be a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, even as he punished the guilty, Asaph remembered the deeds of the Lord and his wonders of old, his holiness and his omnipotence, and he found comfort and solace in God's character and the way he acted in the past. With his arm, the Lord had redeemed his people, the children of Jacob and Joseph, had led his people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Thus Asaph, deeply troubled when he went to bed, through prayer and meditation on the works of the Lord, found comfort and rest. Luther's instructions for evening prayer are identical to those he gave for morning prayer. When you go to bed, he writes, make the sign of the Holy Cross and say in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. In doing this, you not only invoke the holy name of God, but are reminded of your status as a beloved child of God, who was once sealed with the sign of the Holy Cross upon forehead and heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified, who had your sins washed away according to God's promise when you were cleansed with water, accompanied by those very words. Again, Luther instructs that next we repeat the Apostles' Creed and the Lord's Prayer. With the Creed, we remember who God is and what he has done, does, and will do for us according to his love and mercy through Jesus Christ. As you recite the Creed, you are reminded that God made you and continues to sustain you, providing all that you need for this body and life. That by Jesus' holy, precious blood and innocent suffering and death, he has redeemed you. And that by the Holy Spirit, he brought you to faith, forgives your sins, and will raise you up on the last day. This is even better than remembering as Asaph the events of the Passover and Exodus. For those events foreshadowed that greater deliverance that we have in Jesus Christ. And then, after confessing the Creed, you are given the prayer Jesus gave to pray. The prayer he prays for you and gives you to pray for yourself and others. That his good and gracious will for salvation would come to sinners. That as he gives us our daily bread, we would receive it with thanksgiving. That we would be both forgiven and forgiving. That we would be preserved from temptation and when we are tempted, and delivered forever from Satan and all his evil works and ways. This is a wonderful prayer also at the close of the day, a prayer you can pray with confidence, for he himself has commanded us to pray in this way and has promised to hear us. Then Luther says, if you choose, you may also say this little prayer. And he gives his evening prayer. It begins as his morning prayer, with thanksgiving to the Father through his Son for his protection through the previous hours. In this case, that you have graciously kept me this day. Besides thanksgiving, this is also confession. You are recognizing that still being alive, being able to pray, is evidence that God has kept your body and soul, which you commended to him in the morning. This, like Asaph's recollection of what God had done in days long ago, helps you to trust confidently in his continuing care. If he had wanted to abandon you, you wouldn't have made it through the day. The fact that you have is evidence of his continuing fatherly divine mercy. Where in the morning your prayer is to be guarded from sin and every evil, in the evening it is for forgiveness for every sin of the day. And if there is one of which you are particularly aware, one which particularly troubles you, you might mention it explicitly in your prayer. The petition then concludes with a request for graciously keeping you through the night. One of my teachers, Dr. Kleinig, likened this part of the prayer to a debriefing with God. As the day is ending, you reflect on the day and submit all of the joys and sorrows you experienced in it to your gracious and merciful Lord. And that brings closure to your day. And then you close as in the morning, commending into your loving Father's hands yourself, both body and soul, and everything else, the concerns and needs and troubles of the day, which might otherwise make falling asleep difficult or sleeping restless. You commend yourself and all things to your Heavenly Father's care, since he neither slumbers nor sleeps. You can. This part of the prayer is particularly valuable when trial or trouble are threatening, when illness or difficulty are causing anxiety for you or one you love. It is to say, Lord, I can't fix these problems. I don't have the wisdom or power to deal with them. Please do it according to your wisdom and power and love. And everything you've commended to him is under his careful and all-powerful watchfulness. The prayer ends with the wonderful petition, "Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me." This reflects the promise of Psalm 91. He, that is the Lord, will commend his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. As well as the teaching of Psalm 34. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Thus this final petition asks that the Lord would do as he has promised and trusts him to be faithful to his word. Finally, Luther instructs, then go to sleep at once and in good cheer. Initially, this might seem wishful thinking, but on reflection, it's exactly what this prayer allows. When your sin is forgiven, when you've commended your body and soul and everything else to your Heavenly Father's loving hands, when you're under the protection of his holy angel, then your mind can rest and peaceful sleep can be yours through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord to life everlasting. Amen.